Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
All right, settle down. I'm not in the mood for your crap.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gal Media Station.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. This is unusual. Coach always calls in, right? He never misses. Maybe I know David Bassett, he listens. Or maybe I'll just text Major and see and find out what's going on with the coach. But this is when we always talk. Hey, did you watch that game? Did you watch the Navy game? Did you ever get a chance to see it?
No, I didn't get a chance to see it.
I was watching it.
Where did you say CBS you, Sportsnet or something like
it
that?
I think it was CBS Sportsnet. So I'm going to tell you this. There was a double team on Ed Oliver. Dude busted through the fullback, or the running back gets the ball. He met him at the ball, busting through a double team. There's a story out today, and it says, can Ed Oliver make it to New York? I don't know that. He's got three sacks. His numbers aren't really, really ridiculous. And if you're going to be a defensive tackle, you probably have to have ridiculous numbers.
He can't make it to New York.
His numbers aren't there. If you watch him, though, you see what he's going through. He's getting double teamed every play.
And if you watch that Navy game, a clip is out on Twitter. UH people were not happy with the Naval Academy. There's a play where he's being blocked, and then a guy from Ed Oliver's left or his right dives right at his knee, and the knee buckles, and that's why he was questionable coming into the game against USF. He's engaged; it's clear. And this wasn't even
did he get a flag?
I don't know if there was a flag thrown. I just remember the play on Twitter. It was nasty. It was like a dive head first right at his side of his knee, and you could see it's surprising that he could play after that. It was ugly, and you wouldn't expect that.
No,
you know you get that is one of the things that you get from. The concerns always when you play naval when you play the service academies is, you know, they're going to do a lot of cutting, and so you're going to have to. Anytime any team cuts a lot, the Texans used to do it. All Alex Gibbs teams used to do it. The concern is you catch a guy at the wrong spot. Your aim point is a little it's a little lower than it should be. It's supposed to be mid thigh, and if it gets too low, then you could be dealing with a knee injury. So that's the concern. And I'm sure Ed Oliver went into that game with some concern. Why would you not? If you know guys are going to be going down at your legs a lot, it's gonna concern you.
Yeah. Do we call Coach or does he call us?
He always calls us.
He always calls us. Yeah, there he is. He's here. Coach Major Applewhite with us here on ESPN 97.5. Coach, what's going on?
Not much. How y'all doing this morning?
Man, we're doing great. We're just talking about that Ed Oliver play where he's engaged and they take out his knee. That sucks.
It does.
How's he doing?
It does. He's doing fine. I mean, it's just, you know, day-to-day, knee contusion, day-to-day, knee contusion. So just monitor him, but he's doing fine. His spirits are fine. His head's in the right place, staying prepared, staying dialed into what he needs to do.
I watched that game, and he broke a double team and met the running back, I mean, right as he was getting the ball. And it just is – just there are some – play now, he's getting double-teamed all the time, so he's got to deal with this all the time. But the explosion is unbelievable, Coach.
Yeah, he's a great player. I mean, he's just his intensity, his passion, his motor, his pad level, all those things, elite. And he does a great job at it. You know, it's unfortunate he's injured, but just got to battle through it and continue to get ready for the weekend and, you know, make the best of the opportunities that he gives you.
Coach, you scored 49 points and lost to Texas Tech. They had 63 that game.
Yeah, but why are you bringing?
Well,
why
I bring that up because
what the hell? That's Coach, the first thing, Coach.
Let me take it back 5 weeks ago. No, you scored 49 and lost there. But I bring that up
because you were nine. You stole a pack
of I did worse when I was nine. But
what's up?
But you lost that. But you hit 49, and as you go through everything, you guys have not gotten 40 points in a game this year. Every single game you've scored 40 or more. And I know there's going to be some people who are going to, you know, if you look at the continuity and what you've lost, that should surprise some people. And yet, you know, you guys have just continued to roll on offensively. You've gotten in some stickier situations over the last, I guess, two of the last 3 weeks, but your offense just pulls you right out of it, and it hasn't been an issue at the very end of the game. Talk about continuity of offense and how difficult or maybe surprisingly easy it was to keep things rolling for you offensively despite the losses you had.
Well, you know, the losses that we had were some really great players in terms of, you know, Linnell Bonner, Steve Dunbar, you know, those guys, you know, Dylan Burden, guys who've been very solid, you know, skill players for us for over the course of years. And, you know, and then those guys have been replaced, and they've been replaced by more inexperienced players, but guys who are extremely explosive. I mean, and not that they weren't, but that's the reality of it. Marquez Stevenson, Keith Corbin, Courtney Lark, Jeremy Singleton, De'Aaron King, you know, Melba Patrick. These guys are explosive players, and in the system, and in the way, and the aggressiveness in which Coach Briles calls his offense, and how he sets it up. So we've are having more success on that side of the ball because of our players and because of our coaching, and it's no secret. What we've got to do defensively is, you know, play the way we did the last two and a half quarters last week, but play that way from the beginning, almost similar to our Arizona game. You can't wait for your offense to get started, you know, before you start playing great defense. You know, it's the Arizona kind of way we came out on both sides of the ball and dominated the line of scrimmage and made plays and created turnovers. That's really what we're looking for, and we're going to work for it 2:30 on Saturday.
Major Applewhite with us here on ESPN 97.5. Austin Robinson, Coach, he was unbelievable all over the field. Did you recruit him when he was at Episcopal?
I did not.
You did. He was a quarterback. He goes to UT San Antonio. He wants to play quarterback. And then I think a lot of people told him, a lot of big schools told him, listen, you're a safety. So place, and he said, no, I want to play quarterback. So he went over there, right. And then he realized, and he came here to University of Houston. He was a safety, and now he's a linebacker. Is he got a shot on Sundays?
Yes, he does. Anybody that's intelligent and tough has an opportunity to play in the NFL. I've coached some, had, you know, opportunity, the blessing, fortunate, everyone look at it, to be around a lot of very skilled players at the University of Texas, a lot of great players. The ones that make it in that league are the ones that are intelligent, the ones that are tough, that can be a pro. And he has those type of characteristics and those qualities, and he can carve a career for himself in that league. How long, you know, a lot of that opportunity and timing and things like that, but he has that ability.
Major Applewhite joins us right now, head coach at University of Houston. So you got a team in South Florida who certainly who certainly has a history of winning. They understand how to win, and that's a big deal. And you talk about toughness and intelligence. I can tell you, without question, South Florida is exceptionally tough, and they've done a great job over there of building that up and maintaining it. What do you see from South Florida? And that's another team, though, that's sustained some pretty big losses from a talent standpoint. But if we see Scantling, the wide receiver they had, who's making plays for Aaron Rodgers right now with the Green Bay Packers as a rookie. But what do you see from South Florida that is maybe different on tape this year than what you saw last year?
You know, they had it last year on offense, but every position is made plays. St. Felix, whether it's Solomon, whether it's McCants, whether it's tight end, the quarterback, you know, both of their backs, Ford, Cronkite. I mean, anybody that touches the ball in their offense is explosive. There's no dead plays in terms of just, you know, giving it to a fullback or somebody that can't do something with the football. So, you know, it's really about, you know, obviously defending all those things, but tackling. You know, tackling is huge. I mean, there's going to be some plays that are made. It's just eliminating the big explosive plays, making people earn it down the field. Defensively, they've stayed the same, you know, from last year to this year. There's a few things that they're doing different up front, you know, trying to cause some issues, you know, some missed assignments up front. But in terms of the back end, you know, man coverage is what they believe in. And that's a great challenge for a wideout and a quarterback. It's not very confusing because it's man. But the, you know, as you know, in the NFL, the windows are smaller. The anticipation's got to be better in the passing game. Sometimes your completion percentage may go down, but your yards per throw, you know, yards per completion may go up. You know, because once you catch and break a tackle, it can be an explosive play. So
yeah,
we got to be prepared for all that.
Well, and Blake Barnett is a little different look than Quentin Flowers too. I mean, Quentin Flowers was not an accurate guy, but a very, very good runner. But you got a guy who's maybe a little bit more challenging as a passer, not so much as a running back, so as a runner. So it is going to be a little different look at the quarterback spot, a lot different look.
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely fair. Absolutely fair. There were some throws last year in the game that Quentin didn't make that this guy will make.
Yep.
You know, and obviously there's runs that he can't make that Quentin made, but the thing about him is when you watch him, I mean, he's deceptively, because he throws the ball, because he doesn't look like a, you know, stereotypical running back, you know, people don't think that he can run, and he's, you know, he has the constant running ability like Kyle Postma, who used to play here with Greg Ward, has some ability to get out in open space and create some runs for himself.
Major Applewhite with us on ESPN 230 game, ESPN 2 game, nice, and a home game against the. They're 7-0. There's something to be said that they haven't been dominant though, Coach. And there's something to be said though for a team that just knows how to win.
No doubt. And that's what they've done. You know, 17-2 in their last 19 games. But I can't wait. I mean, it's been 23 days. Our players are excited about it. I could feel it down there this morning down by the breakfast and training room. Seeing the guys come in, that they're excited to be back at home at TDECU. Huge crowd. It's going to be beautiful weather. Mm-hmm. So we're really looking forward to this weekend. Can't wait to get it kicked off.
Yeah, this is a big one. This is a big one. This is huge. This is two teams that are undefeated in conference, and going to be a lot of fun. And like you said, that home field advantage, you got to fill it up. Let's go. Get out there.
Amen.
It's going to be.
You going to be there, John?
I am. No. I'm leaving town. I'm going to see JT, so I'm out. I forgot. Right. I would have been there, Coach.
Did I get it?
I'm going to see the boy. So, man, you guys have a great game. Best of luck. Go get them, Coach. This is going to be a big one for the program. Philip TDECU, and let's go.
All right. Appreciate it, John. Thanks, Lance. Go
Cougs. All right. Go Cougs.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Major.
Go Cougs right there. You have to say go Cougs, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know what?
Coach caught himself.
What did he say?
He almost called Blake Barnett deceptively fast.
He almost called him what?
Deceptively fast.
Oh.
He almost called him that. He was decept.
He's a lot like Kyle Postma, who we had, who was faster than you would expect. Pretty good with the routes.
But a great route runner, even though he's a quarterback.
Quicker 12. Than fast.
He is deceptively athletic. 8-12 ESPN 97.5, 713.
Sometimes it's the truth. What do you want? Sometimes it's the truth. That's right. Right?
Does Blake Barnett look all that athletic? No, but he is. Let's go. Time for you to talk about Craig. Does Craig DeServe look athletic? He used to.
Craig the Surf. Somebody's sending me ugly tweets. Don't do that. Craig the Surf would never do that. I trust Craig the Surf. I really do. Craig the Surf, one of the reasons I trust him so much is I've done business with him for over a decade. And the first thing I find out about him is that he is a legitimately a very, very good guy. You know, you get the stereotype of the car salesman that's out there looking to hustle you and hassle you. And it frankly has made the car buying experience for many people distasteful because they experience that. But at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, look, these are good country people out in Angleton. But really, Craig and Rick Drenner and DeLuna Brothers, they've worked here in Houston. They understand what the big city mentality is to really take care of you. But they have taken that over to Angleton, and they have so many more advantages because they've got a huge lot. So they've got, you know, over 300 vehicles there right there on display for you to check out. They have the opportunity, because of lower overhead, to offer lower prices to still make their monthly nut that they need to make. They offer more for trade-in value because Craig DeSurf wants your business, but he doesn't just want your business. He wants your neighbor, your family members, your friends, because if he takes care of you with a great vehicle and great customer service, everyone is going to win in that transaction, and he is going to pick up even more customers. And the best thing is their customer service is unmatched. The price is going to be unmatched, but they'll do anything and everything they can to make you happy. And that's the reason that I cut for Craig to surf, because I know he's going to treat everybody I tell about Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC the exact same way, like they're a family member. Make sure that you go to Lance Z Cars if you want to check out their entire inventory and stock, or just head out to Angleton. It's about a 40 to 45 minute drive, but the prices are outstanding. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, or go to LanceZCars.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 975, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, the number if you'd like to get in here. My phone is mad. I don't know what the hell. Just turned off for no apparent reason, and I had something I really wanted to share with everyone here, but unfortunately I won't be able to because my phone is acting up. Oh, there it is. Okay. So I got a call during the show, and this is what it was. Can you hear it, though?
Welcome to Bank of America. This is a notice from the Chinese Voice Department.
What?
Stop recording now. 您名下业务出现违规异常，了解详情请按零。由华语。
Female golfer.
That's the message from Bank of America?
Bank of America.
That seems suspicious.
What the hell?
I don't know if that's
why?
Actually.
Now, see, I told you guys that I was part of the Chinese community. Did I not? And look, do you guys get calls?
I don't feel like you are.
In Chinese from the Bank of America?
Do you know what was said?
Yes, I know exactly what it said. It said, we have money for you that we want you to please collect.
That seems unlikely. Yeah.
No.
No, that seems very likely. Everyone's got money for you.
Yes.
Just, yeah, come on in.
Tell, you should know this. You're Nigerian.
Like, it's a new...
That's racist.
It's a new little... my favorite move. Listen, we have so much money for you. To get this money, you have to give us some money so that we can release the money.
Right.
But it's a good deal, right?
Right.
Or the old lottery ticket scam. Ooh, I got a lottery ticket, but I can't claim this because I've got a warrant for my arrest. You want to buy it for 10% of what it's worth? I tell you what, you just give us... Give me $30,000 and you can have this $7 million lottery ticket. Mm-hmm. That is a great deal.
It's a great deal.
No,
it's a great deal. No. Why? See, I told you guys that I was part of the community. Me, Ping, Ken, everybody.
Ken?
That was her husband's name. And I was like, whatever. Anyway, so 713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here.
I feel like if John ever did go to an Asian country, he wind up on the news because he's getting caned in a public square.
Yeah. Have you guys seen this story? This is, hey, just look at it. This is the story of a Brazilian politician where a video came out where he's with five girls in a room, and they're doing stuff, and he's married. He denies that it's him, but if you look closely, yeah, it's pretty much him.
Well,
somebody videotaped it, and, oh, the video is out there, him with five girls doing stuff.
Yeah.
All on this in this hotel room.
Yeah.
And he says, that's not me, but it really is. I got a question for you. Do you kind of have more respect for him? Or, I mean, not respect so much, but you're like, hey, dude's got five girls.
You wonder how it happened.
Well,
like, I know that had to be a cash transaction.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
That's not like, you're a big wig in Brazil.
He's a big politician, a big famous guy.
Five, John.
Five.
Five is going to require financials.
Maybe, or they're all just friends.
No, they're not all just friends.
I don't know. You don't
know. Five friends?
Maybe they're trying to get places. And he's a powerful man.
What they're doing is like, we need this many of us so we can set up all the cameras.
Something, yeah.
He got. He's what he got.
Well, maybe he didn't pay off, so now the video's out there. But honestly, that's a coin toss on whether or not I vote for him, I think. I don't. And listen, I'm not someone who goes and steps out and whatever, but dude's got five in there.
I've just noticed that all bets are off now when it comes to these kind of things. Like, it used to be you weren't going to get elected or reelected when this happens. Now it's like,
well,
I don't know that it matters anymore.
You know, it's not nearly like I remember in Italy back in a while ago. An Italian prime minister, he had his side piece and he was out pretty much out there, and you know, everybody knew it.
There are some countries where
nobody cares. It's like, well, whatever. What, who cares what you're doing with? I want to know if you're going to save me tax wise. I don't care what you're doing in the bedroom. I don't care.
This country used to, not that I'm siding one way or the other, but this country used to care about what you were doing. Family values was a big deal at one point.
Right.
Now,
well, Clinton was going to be impeached.
Yeah, and then we know, conservatives would run on family values, and it's not such a big deal anymore.
It's not that big a deal anymore.
No,
well, because we elected a president that likes to grab them
and do stuff outside of marriage, but we don't care.
Allegedly,
confirmed.
Allegedly,
confirmed.
Okay, I'm not believing that. Charlatan.
The payment thing is not.
That's not enough for you.
That harlot.
That's not enough for you. No. That he paid her. It's not enough.
No.
I believe in all that stuff.
I'm not believing all that stuff. Michael
Cohen.
It's just I don't. Like I said, it's just an interesting shift. In my lifetime, we went from married with kids, and if you don't have that, I don't want you leading our country. Now, hey man,
whatever.
As long as you don't get convicted of rape,
grab him by the hoo ha.
We good.
That's it.
Things have changed.
Yep. Times have changed.
Things have changed. Everyone's running a spread offense, too. A lot of things are different. Everyone's running the old 1-4 sets.
RPOs.
RPOs are here. 1-4 sets where everyone's quartered around the three-point line.
Quarterbacks run now.
Yeah.
In your lifetime, you've seen...
In your lifetime, mega shifts, Dell.
Yeah,
there
are
mega shifts in baseball.
The 90s family values was the I formation of politics.
Right.
Now we're in the spread
wishbone
set and never punting.
People used to wait
down.
We went from the wishbone
college
to the
guys
I formation.
Would wait for a Playboy or a Hustler to come in the mail, or I can't wait to read penthouse letters. Penthouse letters?
Come on.
What kind of trash is this? People would try to watch Cinemax late at night and call it Skinemax.
I bet Snacks is there reading penthouse letters now.
No, Snacks is, he's not a Puritan, but he's in the same. I caught my daughter was like on YouTube reading about St. Mariana. Her namesake, she's like, she would sleep only three. She would pray at night so long that she slept only 3 hours a night. She's like searching this herself. And I'm thinking, you go straight to the nunnery. We're going to keep you.
I don't want to shake you up, Lance.
Yeah, Lance. But that's how Frankie used to be, too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Frankie was never YouTubing saints.
I'm just saying, you don't want that moment of, oh, she's like, wait a minute. There's more fun to be had doing other stuff. Make sure that moment never comes.
Yeah.
Because if it comes,
trust me.
It'll explode in the opposite direction.
She's homeschooled, so her mom is indoctrinating her.
Wait till the teen years and then talk to me about St. Maddie. Okay.
Her name
Why is he putting that on your daughter?
My daughter's not going to be Frankie. At 15, she's not having issues with the cars. Well,
How many accidents? We'll see. We'll see how many accidents she has by the time she's 15.
Monty can tell. Could Frankie ever tell you like 70 saints?
No.
Monty's locked into everything church wise and all this stuff. I'm like, keep on doing that. Want you to go.
Will she be homeschooled throughout high school?
I haven't gotten that far, Dale.
By the way,
I hope not.
By the way, yeah.
But once we start that far, it's like, well, now you got to keep her locked up.
Yeah, because at some point,
I don't want those dirty public school kids turning her into a non-nun, whatever she is now. Plus, she's not going to be able to handle that anyway. She's like, oh, that's great language you're using.
Ooh.
Yeah. Do you have, your mom has a tattoo?
You're going to have to re-educate her.
Constantly
because,
in judgment mode.
Because she will judge, and then she will go to authority figures about things that kids are doing that are wrong.
Judge, shame, and snitch are her.
Those are her three combination.
Yeah. Judge, shame, snitch is her thing. Yeah. That's her thing.
With no friends going in because she won't have grown up with these kids, going to school with them for years.
Yeah, she doesn't know the rules.
I read that she sent Nicole a text.
John said Nicole let him read the whole, we were out of town.
She sent Nicole a text about how Snacks broke a chair.
She goes, hey, hope you're having a great time at the game. By the way, I did want to let you know that Snacks broke a chair, and here's what happened.
I'm not telling on him, but
I don't mean to tell on him, but you need to know the truth. And like snitched out him, Mason, like the longest text. She literally asked for her grandma's phone so she could snitch on the kids. And the grandma just gave it up. She goes, look what your daughter did to snitch. And like, wow.
828 ESPN 97.5.
Oh, she'll tell me too. She snitches on her mom. She's telling me she called one of the kids crazy this morning, Dad. From the car phone because it's Bluetooth. Yeah. She goes, no, I didn't, Monty. Yes, you did. Boo, mom. You should not do that. She booed her own mom
she
in the car.
Booed mom?
Yeah, and her mom's like, no, I didn't. Like,
no,
that's
yeah,
right.
Did. No, I believe Monty.
She was just saying boo shell.
Because I know Nicole bury a body. I'm pretty sure she called a kid crazy.
My wife, oh, yeah, 100%.
She better not bury that body around her daughter.
100%.
Yeah. She will,
you
know what?
She will tell me.
And Monty is not the bury a body friend.
No,
Monty she'll call the cops.
My daughter's
on
a snitch friend. She can't even like, hey, we're getting this for Christmas for Sebastian, but don't tell him. We're getting it early. We're getting it in July, and we're going to save it. Okay. Ooh, Sebastian, I already saw your Christmas present, but I don't want to tell you what it is, though. Like the first thing he gets in the door, that's what she's saying.
What is it?
I don't want to tell you, but it's kind of has to do with tennis shoes. Like, oh, you
kind of has to do with tennis shoes. What else could it be?
It's tennis shoes. What are you
Monty's
doing?
Monty's going to be the friend. Like, if one of her friends ever gets in trouble and they have to hide away, Monty's going to call the police, not because there's a reward out. It was the right thing to do.
That's kids, though. Listen, JT caught us one time, and it was horrific for him.
Oh, I remember that story.
And we told him, don't tell Frankie. Don't tell Frankie. He was six. She was five. I mean, Frankie wasn't there for a minute. She comes walking in. All right. Whose idea was it to get naked? I'm Wendy goes, his?
Whose idea? Well, it usually is his idea.
Yeah, who else would it be?
Whose idea was it?
I swear to God, this is the exact. Okay. Whose idea was it to get naked? Well, it was me, Frankie. I'm sorry.
I made a mistake.
Not your mom.
I make sure
not
the door's locked.
So don't act like her.
My kids are always, it's always a cat and mouse like game. It's always like, I need to talk. Knock, knock, knock. And I'm like, your mom's in the shower.
Yeah.
She's taking a shower. Well, I need to come in and talk to her.
No, she's in the
shower. No, she's in the shower. You don't need to come in.
No.
I need to put my clothes in a hamper. Like they're immediately trying to think of new lies.
Right.
And then I see the head try to poke under the door at the bottom, little door.
What's the psychology behind that?
I need to talk to mom.
What's the psychology? What are they? Are they?
They just
doesn't matter. They don't want you to have
you
any
accountable.
Fun.
Hold you accountable.
That's it.
They just want to know what you're doing at all times.
No, they don't want mom. They just have a sense. It's a sick sixth sense.
It's like dad with the
every time
with the temperature.
It doesn't matter. They call now. And they're not even home, and they still bother me. They're calling.
Hey, do you have any specials? You know, I have a skill that is pretty. I have two skills that are really. I'm going to do it on the other. It's 7:31. I have two incredible. Well, I think they're incredible skills. They're very useful skills that I have.
Okay,
I'll tell you on the other side.
Lance has
useful
skills.
We'll see if you guys have skill. I have.
8:41, by the way.
Dell, I don't watch Marvel, but I want to see if these are maybe Marvel.
Liam Neeson?
I want to see if these are Marvel super.
Oh, you got superpowers.
Superpowers?
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Maybe. Right. A little bit.
All right. I tell you this. I know Raheel has a superpower, and it's called three-point shooting. He is going to take – this is tomorrow, right? He's doing this tomorrow.
We're going to find out.
He, at 12:10, the betting ends. You got to go to mybookie.ag, mybookie.ag, promo code radio, and put your deposit down, and they'll match it. And then you can bet on if Raheel will hit 13.5 threes when he's going to do it tomorrow at about 12:10. At about 12:10, he's going to do it tomorrow. And it'll be on Facebook Live, so you'll be able to watch it. You'll be able to see, and you'll be able to tell. And listen, they won't want you to win. I'm telling you this. He will hit three threes in a row, so you can bet on that as well. And you're getting pretty good odds, too. So three threes in a row is the one that I think is the best bet. But there's all kinds of unbelievable bets right now. Did you bet against the Rockets last night? You should have. Merhill and I both told you they were going to lose. We did not feel good at all about that, especially without Chris Paul. But you had the advantage. You could have done that. If you don't have an account, that's on you. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. Every kind of bet you could possibly want, in-game, during, whatever it is, a fantasy, everything. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio.
So the Houston Rockets lose last night, 189 to the Utah Jazz. Rockets got off to a good start. Carmelo got off to a great start. And actually,
89 points.
Yeah, it's not very Rocket-like.
1992?
James Harden had to leave the game later in the game with a tight hamstring. But they just, after the first quarter, the Jazz won every quarter after that. The Rockets were inconsistent defensively. Eric Gordon couldn't hit the broadside of anything. He was 1 of 12 from 3, 5 of 21 for the game. Melo did play pretty well. He had three threes, showed his ability in the mid-range game. The Rockets are using him in the low post and in the mid-post, and they're sticking with what he does well. I think they're not going to ask, although he did shoot 8 threes, but he made 3 of 8, looked like he was in rhythm when he shot them. But Carmelo played well, and you lost by 11 at home to Utah. It's not great. Capella's going to need to do more. James Harden was basically a non-factor. And then Chris Paul will get back. His two-game suspension is over. He'll be back on Friday against the LA Clippers. And not a second too late, as this team does not have a lot of energy right now. They did versus the Lakers, but it's been devoid of energy for three of the four games. The Laker game was like a playoff game. I mean, it's LeBron's home opener. You would expect that. They really need to show up and make a statement on Sunday with Chris Paul back. And we'll see what happens with James Harden. He said it's not that serious a deal, but we'll make sure he's still playing on Friday.
We think so. We think that's what he said. 713-780-3776.
Yeah, if you want to weigh in on your Rockets, are you concerned at all?
Well,
John's very concerned because it reminds of 2015-2016. Here's our number, 713-780-3776. I'm not as concerned, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm not like – because, you know, I was already a little concerned about team chemistry. Anytime you make changes and switches, you lose Jeff Bezdilic, which could end up being the biggest loss of all. More than a reason, more than Luka.
Well, and I think the Astros proved that it's kind of a big deal. Losing Alex Cora was kind of a big deal.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of Alex Cora, ho-hum, David Price is on a roll now. Yeah. It's over. I mean, that thing is feeling so much like their season is so much like 2017 Astros. And it was very apparent once we got to game four.
Who didn't tell you guys before the series started that Price was the guy that was going to be? Who said, oh, that's right, it was me. That's right, I said it. And David Price has been dominant.
You were wrong about game two.
What, pardon me?
You were wrong about game two.
No, I wasn't.
Yes.
No.
You said they won game two. He got out quick.
Huh? They won game two.
Not because of David Price.
Yeah, because of David Price.
No, it wasn't. Yeah,
despite won the game. David Price.
In spite of David Price.
They won the game. They won the game, like I told you. And David Price has been pretty damn dominant. If it's not the Yankees, because he gets his ass kicked by the Yankees, he's a pretty dominant pitcher.
He was not dominant in game two.
He was dominant. He was just, oh, yeah, they weren't dominant. Yeah, the Red Sox. Okay, Dell. I mean, yeah, you missed. That's right.
He wasn't dominant.
You didn't even
game
watch
two.
The game. You don't even know what you're talking about.
He wasn't dominant in game two.
He was
which
he's
is
been
the
dominant.
Game you predicted he would be dominant.
Dominant.
In. He wasn't.
2-1.
So you said he would be the deciding factor. He wasn't.
All I'm saying is he won.
He actually didn't get the win.
And he's been dominant ever since, hasn't he?
He actually did not get the win.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't matter. So, you have superpowers, apparently.
So here's my superpowers. I have two that I consider very useful. They're real. And I need Dell. I feel like he's going to kind of turd on them because they're not as cool as Marvel superpowers that aren't real. But these are actually real powers. I have the ability to tell you exactly, without any app on my phone, to tell you exactly what time I'll be somewhere when I'm driving. Like, if I'm driving, I can say, as long as I know where I'm going, I can say, I can be there at 4:37. I'll be there at 4:37. I'll be there at 4. I should be there in 13 minutes, in 19 minutes. Everyone's like, why do you always do that? You don't round to 15 or 20. Like, no, these are exact. I just have a feel.
Do you feel like this is a superpower that maybe we should make a movie out of, Del?
Be one of the more boring movies of all
time.
Well,
but it is exact
not
time.
One of the more.
I can tell you exact
the
time.
Most?
I know exactly how much time, for example, and I've never done it. It would take me to get from here to cities, for example, here to City Center to park at State Fair.
How come you never know how much time it's going to take you to go to the bathroom because you leave at the end of
Well, that's
of
not driving.
Breaks.
This is when I'm in a car.
Oh, this is just in a car
we
you
have
disability.
Breaks. Fred and AJ have the longest breaks. You can do so much
during
their
breaks.
The
issue isn't the breaks. It's the issue that you leave three quarters of the way through the break.
That doesn't help.
No. Yeah,
But that is a great superpower. If I was, okay, if you told me, all right, go to Toyota Center from here, I would say, right now, I'd say.
You doing calculations in your head?
Yeah.
It'll take me right now.
Right now, look at
18 minutes.
I knew you were going to say 18 minutes.
18 minutes, because it's probably accurate.
Well.
But if I left here, I would tell you right now I'd get there at 9:02.
Can you do that
now?
Now,
if you ask me to park and go inside the rocket, go inside the facility, I'll say I'll do that at 9:06.
Do you think if you left at 9:26 or whenever you read your final live, you could get there? You could predict the time you'd get there?
And yes, 100%.
We can try it?
100%.
Do you have a more interesting power than this?
Yeah.
I think
this
so.
This one's kind of boring.
I can feel people's heads, like kids' heads, and tell what their exact temperature is.
So you're a grandma,
I can
then.
Nail it. Yeah, basically. I can go. My wife will even say, we don't even keep a thermometer anymore. She'll say, feel Madi. Okay. What's her temperature? And I just say, 99.7. She goes, that's it? I said, yeah. And then that's how, and then it just, okay.
These are two boring superpowers.
And I'll say, ooh, 101, at least 101, 101.3, because I can even go to like 0.3.
Who are we going to get to write this script?
Why did you tease this as
because
powers?
Because I've done it. We've tested it against a thermometer. Because this is something that's really great.
What does it do?
I have the ability to tell you how if you have a fever and how bad the fever is without even needing a thermometer.
Huh.
If you're somewhere.
Why don't want your clammy ass hands touching my
head?
You
know why? Because you don't carry thermometers everywhere with you.
Come in here and let him touch your head.
I don't need
come
you
here,
Del. No, I'm good.
Touch your forehead.
It's probably going to be 98.6, but sometimes I can read 98.3.
And you're a little cold. Do we have a temperature? Do we have a thermometer in here?
I can just tell.
Where's Raheel? We need Raheel in here. Get him to
touch
his forehead.
These are pretty good.
You just wasted a short segment talking to us about your terrible powers.
These are real powers. I can tell you exactly to the minute what time I'm going to get somewhere. Are you kidding me?
It's like talking about fantasy football. It's a power that it helps no one but yourself. No one cares.
Well, I've save people's sickness.
Well, if you got a meeting though, and you want to schedule
right, what do
it
you
for,
do? What's
for,
your power?
For 9:04, then
I know exactly
then Lance
when to leave.
Exactly there.
I know exactly
what
when to
meeting
leave.
Starts at 9:04.
Doesn't matter what time it starts. I can get there exactly at that time if you want me to, because I know exactly how long it takes.
Why don't you?
And part is from having a wife who's always running late. I know exactly my cutoff time. Like, all right, I'm going to have to speed for at least half of this to get us back to. It's just an innate ability.
How come you can get to a? You can predict the time that you're going to get to a certain location, but you won't allow us to go to break on time.
Yeah.
Those are two different things.
How come your superpower is always to get us to break late?
Yeah. How come
that
you
superpower.
You can't calculate, if I talk for this amount of minutes, we can get the break on time.
What's your power?
But if I extend it.
What do you do?
Extreme patience, dealing with you.
Oh.
Extreme patience.
JD says he's been having that superpower.
Which one?
He says, I tell my friends I'm going to be there at 4:37, and they laugh when I roll up right at 4:37.
Well, then he's got it too, so he knows what we have.
Well, then it's not that my biggest superpower if everybody has it.
Yeah.
It's not a superpower if another
you
guy
and JD
has
showing
Mega
Blast. Up on time.
Yeah.
Ooh, what a... Well, there it is.
Can specify to the minute.
What's your superpower? What's your alter ego?
How much do you think people pay Waze to do this?
What's your alter ego?
How much do you think they're worth? They're probably worth a billion.
Do you have a name? An alter ego name? Like your Lance Zierlein.
I can't sell this is the problem. I can't make an app out of it.
Well, you can't go to people's homes and tell them their temperature.
What's a superpower hero?
Wait a minute. Called, Here's how you can make money on this.
Are you
if people have a fever, you can go to their house, tell them exactly what time you're going to be there, and then touch their head.
I imagine there's a market for people touching little kids' heads.
Get Tyler. It's not a market. It's not here. Get Tyler real quick. See what his superpower is. What's up, Tyler?
Tyler.
Hey guys. First of all, Lance, I got to meet you recently at that startup event at the Cannon. That was pretty cool. So my superpower, I believe that other guys have this, and it's very valuable. But it's sometimes when I fart, as soon as I fart, I can smell it. There's no time delay. There's no waiting for it to drift up in the air. It's just the moment I do, I know what it smells like. Do you guys have that?
I don't have that. No, that's a special talent. I have a bit of a delay.
It probably takes a second or two.
Well, because Well, you don't have the superpower.
I don't have the superpower because
you have to wait till it actually wafts up to your nose.
Yeah, that's a real, because I don't know a lot of people who have ever claimed to have that one. No, that feels real.
Yeah.
That feels real. That's an internal sense, I think, you have.
Yeah.
I think it's called, when you're pregnant, when you have a pregnant wife and you eat and gain weight with her, it's called sympathy. You gain sympathy weight. It's almost like it's a sympathy smell where it's almost like, he probably isn't really smelling it, but he knows what it smells like because there's something internally with his body that just tells him this is what it's going to be.
Man,
the brain, the sensors.
And to think M. Night Shyamalan made a sequel to Unbreakable with Mr. Glass and Bruce Willis. Why didn't he make one about a guy who can predict when he's going to get to a certain place on time?
And when he can smell his farts.
He can smell his own farts before a second has elapsed.
I don't know. Does anybody else have superpowers?
I've met people who have the superpower.
Okay. Lance's superpower is working. We're 5 minutes late for a break.
Well, yeah, there you go. Right.
Lance's superpower is kicked in.
This is the last time I'm going to tell you about this, okay? Men's Tea Clinic, I'll actually tell you more times. Men's Tea Clinic, I went there yesterday. I found a great time to go is once you become a client is 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock is such a... It's a great time. Any time, really, actually, between 12:30 and about 2:30 is great. You get in and get out very, very quickly. There's a lot of guys going in to get treated now for by Men's Tea Clinic for a couple different reasons. Number one, Men's Tea Clinic understands how to diagnose you when you have low testosterone. They understand what your treatment should be. The course of treatment is going to be different for different people to get you to different levels, but it's exceptionally important because what it does is it gets you to your optimal level of energy, of drive, get your body fine-tuned where you start to lose the belly fat and start to gain that lean muscle mass. It helps with mental acuity. It helps with libido if that's an issue for you. There are so many different things that having a proper testosterone level helps in that I don't know why you would live with low testosterone. And if you have it and you haven't gotten checked yet, why would you not go get checked out? Get back to being the real you with my friends over at Men's Tea Clinic. 4 locations here in the Houston area. 4 locations. All you have to do is go to Cypress, there's Pearland, there's Pasadena, and of course, there's the Heights. MensTeaClinic.com.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room, staring at candles. Whatever this is on, let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn, candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at us.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 852 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. I don't know if it's true, but Lance is going to touch Raheel's head.
He won't let then, you know what, Mr. Chicken, Mr. I'll do anything. You don't,
yeah.
you don't want it with me. Won't let me take his temperature.
Okay.
I'm not doing a rectal check. All right, game's over.
Is that how Rahil
wins? Nah, Rahil wins. I'm out.
That is the most accurate way to tell temperature.
Pete Michael from Pete's Fine Meats. I don't like the way this even sounds. Lance, come and touch my beef tenderloin and tell me the temperature. That doesn't sound right.
Hey, come here and touch my gabagol.
Hey, I got a couple kielbasas. Touch my what?
No, I don't want anything about meat and touch. Although I can eyeball it. I'm pretty good at eyeballing the. Nah, that doesn't sound right.
Eyeball.
I mean real barbecuing. Nah, it's all right.
You're good at eyeballing?
No, I'm out. That didn't go off at all.
None
of this is working today.
That doesn't sound right. Sean has got a superpower. What's your superpower, Sean?
Yes, my superpower is I actually get drunk off of one drink.
What?
So anytime I go out, I'm automatically hammered halfway through my first drink because my enzymes don't break it down. So one, I'm like the cheapest date ever. And two, just I'm beating everybody to the end of the night, but I keep it moving.
Wow, that is an awesome. You know how much money I would have saved?
The guy is drunk.
Throughout the years, you save so much. Do you throw up after one drink?
No, well, it's only been like a couple times, right? But like the usual night, I only have like a drink every hour and a half, and I'm good the entire night.
Oh my God, that's a wonderful superpower. I wish I had that one, except I like mine better.
I don't like that superpower. You get drunk because then you're going to keep drinking anyway socially, and you're just going to get completely
blown
up.
I'll throw them down. Like,
a better superpower is where you don't, where it goes the other way.
Good point by Raheel. When you get to wherever you're going on time, exactly on time, what do you do? Doesn't matter. Like, what Del, he shows up in 19 minutes at the post office where there's a bomb, and... And the detective says, "Hey, all right, Lance, you got here in 19 minutes.
Nah, I'm just here.
Yeah, what?
What? You expect me to confuse that thing?
Yeah, right. What am I going to do about it? I don't care. I just told you I was going to get here on time. That's all. Bye. Oh, you know who's not on time? Sports Map. Beat it. Beat it, Sports Map. We don't need you around here anymore. 713-780-3776. Raheel's joining us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. We had only yesterday at 9:15. We got anything today? No?
No.
Or the other day?
We got Throw Shade Thursday. We still got a prize giveaway a little bit later.
Oh, yeah. WWE Raw tickets.
For the people.
There's a lot of stuff going on with Raw. Like, John Cena won't go to country because
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
But apparently they're still going to have the event there.
Oh, they are?
But John Cena's apparently not going to show up.
HL Mike, this isn't a superpower. You don't have the superpower. He goes, my superpower is being able to predict what play the Texans offense is about to run. I freak myself out sometimes. That's not a superpower.
I know, maybe it is.
That's not a superpower.
Actually, no.
That's just
everybody does
normal
that.
Power
yes.
That everyone has.
Everybody has that power. You're not alone in that one. It's not a superpower if everybody can do it, especially opposing defensive coordinators. All right, 713-780-3776. I have a superpower. I know how to brush my teeth now. I can clean my teeth in 2 minutes. Can you? Do you know how to brush your teeth now? The Quip toothbrush is awesome. You get the toothpaste that'll last you 3 months. They give you a tube that'll last you 3 months. But they also give you a little travel one, too, which is totally sweet. I'm going to bring it this weekend. What? That's right. I got my Quip toothpaste on the road. And you can get through security with it. Thank you. Good night. Now, all you got to do is go to getquip.com/ESPN975. Getquip.com. GETQUIP.com/ESPN975. It is the best toothbrush I've ever had. It really is. It has pulses in it every 30 seconds. When you start brushing your teeth, in 30 seconds, it'll tell you, time to change. Did you know each quadrant should take 30 seconds, 2 minutes to brush your teeth? Did you know you should keep the toothpaste on your tongue for a little while afterwards, and you can brush your tongue with the toothbrush? Yes. It's all at getquip.com/ESPN975, and you get your first refill absolutely free after 3 months. Every 3 months, they're going to send you all the refills that you need. Getquip.com/ESPN975.
ESPN 97.5.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you struggle to feel the presence of God with you throughout stressful days? Prayer in Motion by Jennifer Tucker shows you how to bring prayer into your daily routine through simple movements and mindful rhythms that draw your heart and mind back to God anytime, anywhere. Get your copy now wherever you buy books.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save